Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kim.
And this
is the Soulmates Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Soulmates Pod.
I'm Kim.
I'm trying to think of a just really kidding. Good EXO joke, and it did not come to me, and I'm
I was
bummed.
Thinking you would go excellent.
Darn it! I was just going to be like, the podcast where I talk about Dio.
Yeah, you botched it. I actually was thinking about that today as I was like getting my notes ready. I was like, I don't even have to prepare an intro joke or anything because Maddie always takes care of
darn
that.
It.
I was like, I wonder what cheesy things she'll have planned.
I freaking said astrotastic for our astropod. And I'm pretty sure I said it was a super magnificent day for our super M pod.
Something.
Okay, can we restart?
No.
Wow. Welcome back to an excellent.
You watched it. You're done. Okay.
What an excellent day it is. Kim, why isn't an excellent day today?
Well, why don't you tell us, Maddie?
So today, everyone, Kim and I are finally catching up with the rest of Korea in the fact that we love and adore the band EXO.
Yes.
We have made it.
Finally.
It's been several months now and since we've watched the Love Shot.
It's been like two.
We've watched Love Shot live performances about 7,000 times at this point.
Not even to mention
so
how many times.
So it's time to talk about it.
We viewed the Eve dance practice.
I've also watched every single episode of EXO Arcade season 1 and 2. And season 2
quality
finished
content.
Airing literally yesterday.
Quality content.
Did I watch it yesterday? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And it was fantastic. So that is what we're doing today.
So usually we kind of start off these episodes like talking about how we got into the group.
Yes.
So do we want to do that?
We definitely need to do that. Kim, I think, needs to start. We have different origin stories. But Kim
but
likes to
merge.
Claim. No, wait. Let me give it. No. Okay, wait. Stop.
Around two things.
Stop. Wait, what? I need to back up. My origin began December 20th, 2020.
Count. You like knew he was in a band, but didn't
when
care.
When I started watching 100 Days My Prince.
No, that doesn't count.
No,
your
wait.
Origin story is the day you decide, like, I am in this and I'm listening to EXO and I'm going to figure out who everyone is.
I just want to say when I first introduced me to the EXO world without me even knowing it.
That's like when you're like, my origin story is 5 years ago. I saved a picture of Jungkook. That doesn't count. You didn't know it was Jungkook.
You know what, though? That might be my origin story.
It literally does not
count. I'm telling you, 5 years ago, I saved a picture of Jungkook on my phone, and I do not know why.
Yeah, but like, you
why
sent
did
it to
I do
me,
it,
and you're
Kim?
Like, I didn't even know who this was. That doesn't count. You like knew you loved Dio, but you had no clue like who he was in the grand scheme of EXO. And if you did, you were kind of just like, oh, interesting. Now back to, oh, like, you didn't care.
Okay, fine.
Am I wrong?
No. Actually, I never heard of EXO until Super M.
So that's a while ago.
And then
so we, like, knew
you said, Maddie, there's different members in Super M. And I said, what do you mean? And you say, there's some members from a band called EXO. And I was like, who are they? And then I didn't really care.
So,
yeah, that was basically it. Okay, fine. Kim, tell your origin story because it's a real one.
Oh my gosh, the attitude over here. Well, no, like I kind of learned about EXO, like this is not my origin story, but it's like when I was first introduced to them before I cared about them, like I knew who they were because of The Ringer, Kate Hollowell. Like,
okay, so that was
Super
how,
M, like
right,
in her
okay.
article, she was like explained who all the members were
yes.
and that there were two from EXO.
Baekhyun
so I remember
and Kai in EXO.
Looking
okay.
up all the individual groups and trying to listen to some songs from them. Listened to Love Shot and was like, well, this sucks. Has there ever been a worse take in
that
my
was
entire
the
life?
The coldest take I've ever heard in the
a freezing cold take.
Like that,
how
that,
I listened
that
to that
take
work
is
of art
cold
and thought that, wow, this isn't
nah,
that exciting.
Nah.
Like, I don't know.
Did you watch the video?
I don't think so. I think
that
I just listened
been
to their
game changer.
I think I just listened to their five most
doing the little guns behind their back.
Can I speak now? I listened to their five most popular like played songs on Spotify and didn't like any
bop.
I don't think that's one of them. It's like Obsession.
No, I'm pretty sure that's one of them.
It's like Obsession, Growl, I'm never going to get a word in because anytime I say anything, you're going to like so start dangerous. Body rolling.
Okay. No.
I can wait. Are we done? I'm just kidding.
All.
No, so, but it kind of starts with you, I guess, because of 100 Days My Prince, I was watching it because we were trying to, you know, strike a deal and everything. And I started it like around the time, like around Christmas break, I started it, stopped after like 8 and was just like, I can't anymore.
Something came over her and I don't know what it was that night, made her decide it wasn't a good show.
I was sitting in my room and every once in a while, I'll just open up YouTube, and because I watch so many K-pop videos, they'll just like pop up and be suggested for you. And for whatever reason, God just knew that I needed it for many reasons.
Correct.
The Eve dance practice.
Is it because it has like 126 million views?
Probably. The Eve dance practice was up there, and I was like, oh, I'll check this out.
It's because it's and a freaking work of, it's a masterpiece.
Immediately, I mean, I was obviously like, wow, body rolls, wow, Sehyun.
No, but you're like, Sehyun in those jeans.
The first thing that stuck out to me was Dio's voice.
Yes,
and so then I was like, I need to send well, then I watched like every single EXO live video on the internet.
Correct.
And then sent one of them to Maddie and was like, wow, your boy can sing.
Yes, you
that
can do that.
Reinvigorated my love for 100 Days My Prince. And then the whole time I was like, why is this not a musical?
And if you want more of that, go to our 100 Days My Prince review episode and we talk about that.
So then what happened?
So you sent me that.
I did.
And
I actually went back and looked at when it was, and it was in March.
It was in March?
So it's like literally like three
so
months
it was
ago.
Literally like I was having a bunch of friends in town those weekends. And I remember, yes, by the end of March. And I remember by the time Abby came
literally, I was here like April 1st.
I was full on
a month later,
month after
a
March.
Month later.
Okay. I need to be completely honest with you here. I don't remember the first time I watched the Eve dance practice. Like, I don't have a memory.
I literally just remember feeling like electrocuted with life.
I mean, don't get me
inject that into my veins. I remember exactly
don't
where
get
I
me,
was.
Okay, wait.
I literally like sat up in my bed and was like, oh my gosh, what is this?
What's the situation?
No, my favorite part's the pre-chorus where he's like,
wait, I'm saving that for later when I talk about how Dio holds his hands up like a little prairie dog
every time he's
never
and inside he's probably just thinking, thank goodness I don't have to dance right now.
That's exactly what he's thinking, hands down. That's exactly what he's thinking. I do remember watching it with you on our TV.
Yeah, because you never responded to me, so I was literally did you watch it? And half the time Maddie doesn't respond to anything I
don't
her.
Know if I watched
and she
it.
Was like, oh, I saw it, but I and I was like, we're watching it right
yes.
now.
So we sit down and we watch it
on
and
our
I was
65
like,
inch TV.
I was like, wait, is that Dio in full like Nike
yeah, the
swoosh
Nike, the Nike
with like the Nike
the
swoosh
baseball
shirt
hat.
The Nike swoosh hat, the Nike swoosh something pants, I don't know. And then he's like walking around and
okay, but quickly you got bias wrecked by Sehyun.
Okay, everyone gets bias wrecked by Sehyun. I don't care who your bias is in EXO. I do not care if you've had a bias for 10 years. They have not been around for 10 years. Almost though. Yeah, I do not care how long you've had a bias. If you watch the Eve dance practice and you're not bias wrecked by Sehyun, who
you're
are
blind.
You? Who are you? He looks amazing.
Yeah.
Those jeans.
The black t-shirt.
The black, no, and then it's like
the baseball
the
hat.
The black baseball hat, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but he's wearing a black t-shirt too.
Oh,
it's
I
like
know.
A look with like
I know.
Sneakers.
It's, yeah.
Is that the best he's ever looked at in his whole life?
Yes.
It's like, sorry, Sehyun, that's your peak.
Although I'll get into this, I think, but Sehyun bias wrecks me a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He does. And it's always the hat. In well, Monster Dance Practice.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, anyways, so I do remember watching it with you. I think that night we went down the long train of, like, Love Shot Life performance.
Well, because at that point, I had, well, the night I watched the Eve dance practice, I was, like, I immediately was taken by the Eve, so I, like, returned to the dance practice video quite a bit. Watched, correct. Like I said, every single Eve live performance there was in the history of the world.
Yes.
Except minus the one where Suho's, like, notes, because I was, like, shook. Do you remember we listened to that on the couch and I screamed?
Oh no! Yes,
I was like.
So at one point we listened to the Eve live on Spotify, and Suho sings like he like jumps up and then he like holds a note, mm-hmm.
And
I
then
think
the glass shatters.
It was kind of like what happened when Kim looked at a picture of Bogummi and died.
This was a different kind of dying, though. I literally, like,
similar to watch.
I screamed
as
so
a
loud.
Spectator.
Okay, fine.
It was similar. Yes.
But I like watched all the Eve videos, and then I quickly got into Love Shot and Monster. Like, we'll talk about this
Monster
more with
like
fave
first...
songs, but those were the first three. Okay. And then I got into others. But before we like continue with our favorite songs, should we talk about like the band and the members first?
Well, yeah, we have to break them down. Should we do it in the order that K Profiles would do it?
Well, every group ever does leader and
leader
then by
and
age.
Then by age. Perfect.
Well, should we talk about like, do you have any facts about the band that you want to mention first? Like as a whole?
Not...
Do you know anything about them? I'm just kidding.
So they have been a band for a while.
They debuted in 2012.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
9 years, everybody. They, I know this, they started with like XOK and XO something.
I think M.
M?
Did I make that up? I just know that I don't remember what the letters were, but they were like two subgroups.
Yes, and they were like, okay, we're going to try to reach, like, China or something.
They were, like, one of the first groups to, like, kind of, I think.
Yes.
Like, what's it called? Experiment with, like, trying to, like, specifically have a group. Because Wave E does this now, where they're, like,
correct,
a K-pop group, and they're, like, only, basically only promoting in China.
Yes.
And so I think EXO, this was, like, an experiment with that, where they were, like, trying to
right,
like, reach other countries,
yes,
by primarily promoting there.
Yes. So I do know that they kind of split into like two groups, but over time, they're like, we're just EXO.
Yeah. It was 2015 that they kind of became just one group. And we won't talk about the former members because they have a few who left. But I think it was when those people left that they just merged all into
one. Okay. So XOK was Suho, Baekhyun, Chanyeol, Dio, Kai, and Sehun. So basically the EXO we care about to this day.
Well, yeah, minus some.
Chen.
And
Schumann.
Yeah.
So then XOM is Schumann, Lay, Chen, and then former members Chris, Luhan, and Tao. Mm-hmm. Literally know hardly anything about them.
We won't talk about them because they're not
EXO
members. We don't care.
I guess Lay is technically still an EXO as of this.
You can't not care about Lay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She doesn't. I personally think Lay is very attractive. He's a super good dancer.
I don't know anything about him.
Well, that's the... Never mind.
Yeah, okay. But...
He has lines in literally all of the songs that just came out.
No, I know that. You don't think I know that?
Then how do you not care about him?
Because
he's
just
adding
less.
He's adding to our life right now through this new music.
Wow. You know, you're so right. Thanks, Lay.
I mean, you don't have to care about him equally, but to say that he's like... I mean, he's still an active member of EXO.
Okay.
Right? EXOLs?
EXOLs?
I think that's what they're called.
I think, yeah, EXOLs.
Yeah.
EXO, are we EXOLs?
If you don't care about Lay, you can't be.
Well, then I guess I'm not.
I am. OT9, everyone.
I actually feel... I think I'm technically an EXOL at this point.
You can't be an EXOL and be like, I don't care about Lay. He's literally a member of the band.
Hey, Kim, how about you give me a fact about EXO?
Well, I was going to say that it's really cool that they performed at the Olympics.
That is
That's like
super
one of the
cool.
biggest things.
That's what I tell people when they're like, who's EXO? I'm like, y'all, they performed at the Olympics.
I feel like they were kind of like, I mean, obviously I don't want to pit like two groups against each other, but they were kind of the biggest deal before BTS hit
that,
it huge.
I feel like that's
and
probably
I feel
true.
Like
yeah.
Because BTS is on this like whole other level than anyone, not just within K-pop, but like in the world.
Right.
It kind of like, then... A lot of people who are only into K-pop because of BTS, which I've definitely fallen in this camp,
yes,
don't
yes.
realize that there's all these other great groups out there who were doing it. I mean, they yes. were only doing it a year before BTS came out, but they were like big, like
yes.
in 2015 when BTS was kind of still like gaining momentum and stuff.
Correct.
Like, I mean, they were literally selected to do the 2018 Olympics. Like, I don't know if
right.
BTS was pretty big at that point, so maybe they just had like a conflict or something, but like... It's a big deal to get selected as your country's, like, hosting
that's,
the Olympics.
I know. When I learned that, I was like, what?
We're a little salty that they couldn't... I mean, we understand, but I'm like, the Eve should have been in there.
Yeah, we're a little mad about... I think they sang Power and... Growl?
I don't remember. We watched it. It was
we were,
good.
It was good, but we were like,
remember
yeah,
they drove in
the Love, Sean?
They drove in on those, like,
yeah.
those carts or whatever.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean... You can't be body rolling in front of like every country's
apparently
dignitaries
not.
Probably
apparently
but like
not.
That's what we all wanted.
But they should have.
They should have given the people what we
wanted. They should have. Yeah, they just stick Dio in the front and it's not that sexual.
Yeah, because he just puts his little hands together. If he does it.
Oh, okay. Good one. So, yes, those are fun facts. There's currently 9 members
mm-hmm.
as of now, including Lay, of course. Oh
my gosh.
OT9, baby.
I'm just saying.
And we have come to really appreciate all the members.
Yeah. It took us a little while to get there.
Well, you know, for some reason, well,
especially for you.
BTS seems smaller than EXO.
Well, they are.
But they're not that much smaller, especially since usually there's only like 7 or 8 EXO members in like a performance. Because they're out in the military or something.
But I feel like even 1 or 2, like, because Astro seems tiny, even though they only have 2 less.
I know, they have 6.
Or 1 less.
Yeah.
And so with 9, it's like, well, even BTS though, like, I mean, it feels very normal, but it is still like, that's enough people where it's hard to focus on like,
yes,
where everyone's going. Correct. And so like Monster, like
there's so much and happening.
they do those like formations where they're, yes, like all moving like different ways, and I'm like, I have no clue where anyone is right now.
Inevitably, when you first start getting into them, you're just like, I gotta focus on one.
Yeah.
So I was focusing on Dio because I knew him from 100 Days. And
also, it's not hard to pick out Kai.
And Kai, easy.
And you knew who Kai was because of Super
and
I knew,
and so I think I was like, Dio, Baekhyun, Kai. You were like, that's Chani. And I'm like, okay, Chani's easy to pick out. He's very easy to pick out. His voice, he's the tallest. He
is beautiful, I think is the word you're looking for there.
Has the best bod, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. He's more than a body, Madison.
He's the one with the low voice when he raps.
Yeah, a hot roll right voice.
Correct. So I'm like, I can pick it. Although I remember being like, Suho's the prettiest.
Okay, he is.
And we have that, which we have like, since then doubled back into
kind of like, forgot we about were? It but like right. Recently we've like spent a lot of evenings watching as many live videos,
yeah,
as we
a
can
lot.
Like I think like a week ago it was like a Friday night or something,
quite a few,
and we literally just, yeah, were like, let's just queue them all up
literally for 3 hours, not quite, solid hour and a half though.
I was like, we got to get every version of the Eve in here.
I think we watched the Eve several times.
And I will say that viewing experience, well, we'll talk about that later. Reinvigorated my love for Cocoa Pop as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
But anyways.
Cocoa Pop hits.
Suho, like, during those videos, I was like, and I had kind of started to, I guess we're talking about Suho at this point. Suho's the leader.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so we can start officially.
Suho is our dear leader.
Do you know why Suho's the leader?
I mean, does there have to be a reason?
I mean, do you know why they choose a leader?
I think, I mean, probably someone who's, like, comfortable talking in front of people and also, has a good enough presence to, like, be able to... So they need to be, like, older, like, not necessarily the oldest, but,
right,
like, old enough that, like, people respect him.
Yeah, he's not... He was born in 91, so he's...
The goal isn't necessarily, right, like, to lord over everyone else with your power, but
no,
you
I just
do have to make things...
I didn't
smoothly.
Know how it went. Is it like a team captain kind of deal where like the team votes, or does the album people are like, you're the leader?
I think the company picks. I think Super M was like kind of a different story because,
yes,
they're all like,
yes,
they all have
like,
been established
Becky.
Enough,
yeah,
that they like know. But I'm pretty sure. I mean, maybe they discuss it a little like in the group. Like, I don't know if they like call them all in and are like, who's
yeah,
your
I don't
vote?
Know. I just always wonder how
he makes a lot of sense to me.
As the leader. He does. But I just always wonder why
like,
people
even
are chosen.
Some of the other older ones, like, I could not. I feel like Schumann's just, like, so happy and squishy.
I don't think
squishy.
He'd want to do it. Yeah.
Suho's a little, like, not broody, but, like, he's a little mysterious.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he has that quality where he can, like, if he has to be, he can be like, all right, guys, like, we need to focus here.
Correct. He's definitely not the flashiest member. So much so that I'll forget about him.
But his vocals are so underrated.
Yeah, I'll forget about him, and then I'll be like,
and then Electric
Suho!
Kiss comes on, and
yeah,
I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
Suho.
Yeah, I think there's one part in Monster where they, like, throw him in the front.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like, dang, boy.
He also just
Hello.
Literally does have such a pretty face.
He's so pretty. Well,
he's
I remember,
attractive.
I remember, I think it was
it's like are you even real?
I think it was one of the first times I looked at a picture of all of them. I like to just play a game like, which one's the prettiest? And I was like, I'll try to be non-objective, like the people I've never seen or whatever. And I was like, that one. And you're like, I think that's Suho. And I'm like, to this day, I stand by
he's,
my
no,
judgment.
Yeah. He's not my bias, but I'm like, he bias wrecks me a lot.
He,
and
yes,
what was that? We were watching a video where he was like singing, and his voice is like very good.
Yeah,
and then he was like body rolling, and I was think like, you're thinking whoa,
of Growl.
Suho.
He does a lot of body rolling in Growl.
I felt very attacked.
Yes. Yes.
So
yeah, Suho.
He's also, I think he's currently enlisted, right? So he's not.
Yeah, he's not around.
Unfortunately, he's not in this new album, but
he, yes,
he's stellar. Stellar.
Stellar.
And the others.
Stellar. So I don't know a lot about him.
No, I don't really know that many fun facts about each person. No.
But we just know what we appreciate about them, yeah, once we view them as consumers of their materials as a band.
Yeah. So we're also very new to them. So yeah, it's more just new. Like when we recorded BTS, like this for me is like year two of loving BTS. So at this point I've watched like In the Soup.
Well, like when they were six, they had an affinity for drawing good pictures in their kindergarten class. All right, moving on to Jimin. For EXO, we're like,
it's more just like pretty. We love them. We love them a lot, and we wanted to come and gush about them, but yes, we don't. We just haven't had as much time,
yes,
with them,
yes,
because
yes,
we're,
yes,
dummies.
Fair
and
enough.
Because
fair enough.
We it took us this long to love them.
I think for Suho, I need to say they did him dirty in that one performance of Love Shot when he's wearing like a zebra print jacket.
No, so is Chen though, and Chen really pulls it off.
Chen kind of pulls anything off.
What's the
Ronnie
performance
wears
where
sunglasses.
Chen wears sunglasses?
It's Lotto. That they're all wearing like pink
literally
shirts.
Gives me life.
Okay, we gotta wait for Chen. Schumann. Are we moving on?
He, okay, first of all, he's the oldest.
We were
shook
about this.
He looks so young.
He looks so young.
I hope I look like that when, not like that.
How is
but
he?
Like,
was he 30?
Isn't he 30 or 31?
He was born in 1990. He's 31 years old.
Yeah.
There's literally.
He is
he's
like
not 31
the
years
squishiest
old.
Person ever.
He's so
he's
little.
So cute.
He could pat like he could play a high school senior in a show.
Oh, for sure.
He was like, it would be pushing it a little bit, but he could play it.
Yeah.
Like, what other 31 year old in the world could say that?
Well, isn't that boy, Hwang In-yup?
Oh, yeah.
He's like almost 30.
Yes, that's true.
And he's been in like
that's
quite
true.
A few
he,
high school shows.
Oh, he looks a little older.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but Schumann looks younger than
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Anyways, Schumann sings.
Yes.
Oh, he just does a little bit of all.
Yeah.
I think his like he's a pretty good dancer.
Yeah.
He does a lot of front dancing.
Yeah.
And
like
not
I feel
as
like,
much singing. Like it happens every once in a while.
I feel like his moments when he is in the front are like pretty memorable. Like it's not just for like an average chorus. It's like a cool little like
yeah.
individual dance.
I always
move.
Think of him in Monster. He's like da 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 da. And he's like crossing his leg in the front. No,
oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
not tracking with
no,
me.
No, no,
I watched
no.
a lot of Monster Dance Practice lately, mainly for the part that Chani jumps over Sehun and he starts rapping.
Lives in my head rent free.
What am I so cool?
I like think of him in Electric Kiss Dance Practice, which
oh.
I recently discovered. He's in that outfit with the baseball hat and the sweatshirt.
He looks so good
yeah.
in that dance practice.
But he also like has that move. Where, I mean, they do it a few times, but like during the chorus where he does this, like he's in the front and he like. They're kind of in this like formation where they're like in little stacks almost, and he like does
uh-huh.
this like thing with his arms.
They do a lot of like random stacks.
Yeah,
in that
their
dance
choreography
practice.
Is pretty creative, I would say.
We were talking about this the other day. Their choreo doesn't repeat itself.
No,
all that often.
Like I feel like for Love Shot and Monster, like the two chorus
yes.
choreos are different.
And they do a lot of like yeah, like interweaving each other
mm-hmm.
into. It's
which
like
I guess you have to
lot.
When there's nine of you.
Yeah.
But,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
pretty impressive.
He's adorable. He just got back from the military, so he's
mm-hmm.
he's back promoting.
Yeah,
honestly, also kudos to him for being 31 and being able to dance like that still, because
pretty impressive.
I'm going to be like laying on the couch not moving when I'm 31.
Right. Although they're all getting kind of old.
I know,
of
but like
EXO members are like 28, 29.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
30.
Like but I feel like they're all going to like they seem to like be going for a good bit longer.
Yeah.
Like, there are other groups.
I think Schumann will still be kicking it when he's 40.
There are other groups who are still dancing in their mid-30s.
Right.
So I think they can do it.
Am I correct in thinking Schumann is a Chinese name? It's not a Korean name.
Yeah, because they don't have that sound.
They don't have that sound.
Yeah.
It's I almost thought he was Chinese. I feel like he looked a little Chinese to me. It's mainly his name, though. But then I'm like, no, he's not Chinese.
He definitely has a unique face.
Yeah, his real
like,
name is...
Is it like Min Silk?
Kim Min Silk.
I did see a video on Twitter today where it was like Becky and him, and Becky called him like Minsoki, and he was just like Minsoki, and Becky was just like young, like because you're supposed to call
oh
him, he's
yeah
older.
Yeah 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 yeah,
it was just so funny, and they were like dang. Becky purposely
Becky's
like,
literally so
paused
funny.
So that he could hear like him scold him for not calling him young.
It was funny watching EXO Arcade that came out because they were like Dio and Schumann, welcome back from the military. And every time they make a mistake, there would be like a comment on the top, like, still readjusting to normal life.
Like, honestly, that must be hard,
though. Fun fact about Schumann, he is like a soccer player.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They were like, Schumann's, he played soccer in the military. He's really good at soccer.
I bet he's super fast.
Yeah,
he just skirts around.
Really athletic. And then they played a game.
I think I read that on K-Profiles that he's like the strongest out of all of them.
The way they talked about it on XORK, they're like, oh, Schumann's the athlete. If anyone's an athlete here, it's him. And so, I was kind of surprised by that. But then he was bad at the games that require like other mental capacity.
Well, you know who else is?
Dio. Yeah. Yeah, there was...
Dio is probably the worst.
In the last episode of XORK.
It's like he doesn't even try. He just looks like he's like... There's nothing going on up there. I'm like, so, I guess. No, just listen, a word. A word would be great.
So in the last episode of XORK, literally they're like, we're going to play this game where we're going to throw like random objects and you'll only see them for a second. And you have to guess what the object is.
Yeah, like literally just guess a word.
And then Dio is like, I have to go grab my glasses. Everyone's like, Dio has poor eyesight.
Well, I mean, I can't poke fun at that because I'm literally right?
So he runs off, comes in with like these like rimless glasses. They look like a little second grader would wear them. So cute. But I'm getting to Schumann. I'm not going to put everything back to Dio here. But then both Dio and Schumann did not comment the entire, like the whole game. It was like Becky and Channy be like, oh, I know it's a nail clipper or whatever. And then finally, they're like, okay, final round. It's Dio versus Schumann. Everyone else get out of here. They literally...
It's like when they have to shut up the loud kids in the class, they're like, you sit down and don't talk again. Now, let's hear from
they're
you.
They're like, Becky, go to the corner. And then literally, they're like, they threw like a thing of floss or something. And Dio and Schumann are both just completely blank-faced. Just like, I have no idea what that was. It was so fun. Everyone go and watch.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh. That was a good time. So I really began to appreciate Schumann. I think he's so cute. He's really cute.
I feel like he's just like a good mood booster for everyone. Like just always happy.
He seemed pretty quiet. Pretty chill. Just kind of like there.
Easy to please. Doesn't need much.
Yeah. Good at soccer.
Which again, not to compare him to Jin, but it's like when you have an oldest who's like that and doesn't need to be like the center of attention at all times.
That's
it's
so
like
true. I didn't even think
a good thing
that.
For the group.
Right.
Doesn't need
so
to
that
be
the Beckians
superstar.
Of the world can go try to get all the attention.
Becky is literally such an attention seeker. I was going to say a bad word. But...
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you were going to say, and it's correct. Okay.
Not going to lie, though, you would be just like Becky.
Oh,
if you
I am
on a
Becky.
Talk show.
I am Becky. Yes. No, everything he does, I'm like. Yeah,
I would probably be. I think I would be like, who did we talk about who hams it up more for the camera?
Well, we talking about Jin for BTS. But
no, but I feel like we were talking about it with XO.
Channy,
is it Channy?
It's
so
like,
we're
it's
like
in
similar.
That other, yes,
me and Channy.
Channy
like
hams
that.
It up.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about Channy later.
All right, so next is Lay.
Lay, Kim, would you like to talk about Lay? Since
oh my gosh. Okay, so Lay is our Chinese member. I personally think he's like up there with Kai as the best dancer in XO. I don't.
Yeah,
I think he's supposed to be their one of their main dancers, but he's really
K
good.
K-Profile says main dancer.
So I mean, Kai's really good too, but I think like Lay is really good.
I will say I just don't know a lot about him because he's not in a lot of the videos I watch. So that's why I just don't.
He's
know.
In Monster Madison.
That's true. He's in Monster. That's true. That's true. He's really good though. He is really good,
and he's pretty attractive.
Oh, he's pretty. Yeah.
Also, I was listening. So the new album, which we'll talk about more in a minute, but. For whatever reason, it was hard for me to pick some of the vocalists.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can always tell Becky, but, like, even sometimes with Dio and Schumann.
Do you think they, like, edited them weird?
They might have added some, like,
reverb and
effects
stuff.
Just to make them sound more similar. Because sometimes different songs do that. Like, not.
I can't pick out Schumann's voice from a lineup.
Well, that's what I mean. It's, like, I don't really pay attention that much to Schumann when I'm listening.
Yeah.
Like, I know Becky, I know Channy, I know Sehun, and I know Chen. And that's about it when I'm listening, not watching. So sometimes like there's those videos on YouTube where it like is the lyrical but it tells you who's singing what lines.
Yes.
And so I was listening, like watching those with the five different songs that just came out just to try to pick out like I really liked that part when I was listening to it, like who's actually singing
right,
it.
Right.
And a few of them were Lay. I was like, I really liked that part. And then when it came to it, I was like, you go, Lay.
You go.
So that was like really cool.
Do we know why he's not always in EXO? Like why he's not always around because he's so good.
So I think he like I don't know if he got sent back or if it was like his like I don't know if it was the company or him or maybe a mix of both, but he's in China like promoting as a solo artist, I think. So it's not that he's not in EXO anymore. He's just like not always a part of like everything they do. I think he has had some lines on like some of their Chinese versions for songs and
Interesting.
Stuff.
Interesting.
And so fans like on Twitter, like everyone seems to really love him because they were super excited when like his teaser came out.
Pumped, yeah.
And people were like, it better not just be like one line in the Chinese version or something like that. And then everyone was
He's like in the...
yeah, he has lines in all the songs.
All the... yeah.
So...
oh
yeah, it's not that I like know a bunch about him. I just I do like when I he is in a video that I'll right. watch or right. like in a song
right.
I definitely do like notice him because he's
so something I noticed
a good dancer. He also looks great in a baseball hat. I think he's a baseball hat in the monster dance practice.
Yeah, he looks good. Everyone looks good in the monster dance
practice. I was gonna say though. I feel like there's a lot of baseball hats in that dance practice.
They're all wearing a baseball hat. Something I noticed, I'm sure other people notice this, I'm sure I'm not alone in this, in the Don't Stop the Feeling music video, pretty sure Lay was photoshopped in.
Oh, was he?
Did you not notice that?
I only watched it once. I don't really love music videos.
I watched it a couple times, and I remember the first time which would make sense because I'm watching it. The first time I watched it was like in like on my little screen, and I was surprised that in the first like big main dance scene, Lay wasn't in it. And I was like, I thought Lay was in this. Everyone's been talking about that, but it was just like our OG friends, you know. And then it gets into like a scene later, and there's Lay like singing a solo, like it's mm-hmm. his line, and he looked normal, like it was a scene of just him. And then it shows like a full dance scene, and I'm quite certain he filmed it somewhere else and they stuck him in.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good point,
which is probably true though, because he's probably like in China or something. And I just need someone to back me up and tell me I'm not crazy on this. Does someone have info on this?
Yeah,
did they film Lay somewhere else and then put him in like on a green screen?
And with like
I'm pretty sure they
COVID
did.
I wonder if it wasn't like safe for him to travel or
yeah I have
something.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know,
that might be a factor of it too. So I just want to ask the people if anyone can give me clarity on this. Any real Lay fans out there know what he's up to and why he was photoshopped in. That's what I need to know.
Well, he's in China.
Yeah, just like I don't know if there's a reason. Like, is he really busy doing something right now? Do we think just COVID kept him away? Because like, they just fly him in and he would do it with them.
I did see, I think I saw on Twitter that like when Becky went live on Instagram to like say he was going into the military, uh-huh. like Lay was like commenting on his thing. So it's like I think they're all
that's cute,
they like keep in touch with him and stuff. Yeah,
all right,
speaking of
Becky,
so we are big Becky fans.
How can you not be a big Becky fan?
He literally is like the duality of that boy, where he can go from being so cheeky and like whatever, and then he's like body rolling with really intense eye makeup on stage and hitting all the high notes. You're like, how is this?
There's
the
a lot
same
we
person?
Can say about Becky. I think we said in our Super N pod, I think we might have made the claim that he's the best voice in Korea, which
I don't know if I feel the same way anymore. He's up there.
He's
but Chan
very,
has really taken over.
Right. But
distance.
I'm just saying, like, overall, Becky's very high.
Oh, for sure.
Which I think is objectively
his high
a
notes.
True thing.
I'm like,
they're
no one can hit them.
They're out of control. Like, I'm like, how do you do it? How do you? Yeah, I can't do it.
And I feel like almost every, like, it feels like he starts off a lot of EXO songs. It's like always Becky.
Oh, it's always Becky.
Center, singing.
Always.
Yeah.
Although, don't stop the feeling. Gotta stop the feeling. No.
Oh my gosh, Madison. Don't stop the feeling. Thank
you. Dio started it. So I'm just going to put that out there. But yeah, I love that on K-Profiles, he's just main vocalist. They're like, you don't. I feel like for some members, they'll put like...
Oh, it's don't fight the feeling. We're terrible people. We don't
What did
know.
I say? Don't stop the feeling.
No, you said...
Gotta stop the feeling.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry. We are fans, I promise.
Y'all, we're fans. We're big time fans.
There's a lot going on in our brains. If you could just even look at what lives in my head, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So I feel like on K-Profiles they'll usually do like, this person is kind of the rapper, kind of dances, kind of. For Becky they're like, he's just the main vocalist, there's no enough, like,
yeah,
he's also a great dancer.
He is. I was gonna say he's not, but like a lot of dancers, I mean a lot of main vocalists sometimes,
right? No, he's a good dancer.
Like he's one of their best, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty good. At least like, he goes for it. I think that's part of it. His personality is like, I'm just gonna go for it and hit the moves real hard.
I think
he's not shy, he's a good performer.
I feel like I read somewhere though that he's like, they've said that he's like the first, like he learns them the quickest, I think.
Really?
Like he can learn one.
There's no way quicker than Kai.
But
Kai
just because he
dances so fast.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I've seen it in videos.
I was like, how do you know this?
I know. Well, Kai.
It's not that, like, I'm sure Kai, like, learns it maybe to a better, like, degree quicker, but I think, I mean, maybe what I heard was wrong, but, like, you can learn something quick and not be as good as someone else.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
I just saw.
I think he's just a really fast learner, which is pretty impressive.
So. Yeah, yeah.
We love Becky. I mean,
Becky is so hammy.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it more as we get into, like, some of our other favorite EXO moments.
I think it's safe to say Becky needs attention.
Oh. Like, literally? I forget. I was watching, like, a video he did live. I don't, maybe it was just a clip of it on Twitter or something. I just like to check in with K-pop Twitter a lot and see what's trending.
Right.
And he, like, went live in his apartment or in the dorm. Oh. I don't know if they live in apartments or a dorm together, but either way, he was the only one there. Uh-huh. And he's, like, laying on a couch. And then he's, like, jumping on the couch. And then he, like, has a foam roller. And it's just, like, what is going on? Like, you're by yourself. And, like, he just can't sit and talk to the camera. Like, he has to be being chaotic.
Right.
And I feel like it's, like, to the nth degree when he's with all of them.
Yes.
Like, I think he loves either, like, because some of the members will, like, kind of join in with him. So he loves that. But he also loves, like, Dio will be, like, stop it, and he like loves that.
No, he
like it eggs him on I think so much.
I think him and Dio have like a special relationship because they're like they're both the main the singer. Like I mean, Chen's like they're some of the main singers, and they do a lot of things together in that. And then, but they're just so different. And I think that
Dio, I think Becky lives I to think like bring Dio's chaos to his life.
Perfect punching bag for Becky.
Well, yeah, because it's like Dio is just like stop it, and Becky just is like. Okay, and just like it would almost be worse if like it would almost be better for Dio if he just like completely ignored Becky.
No,
people who like attention just don't give them attention and they'll stop. But it's like Dio just like acts the perfect amount of annoyed for Becky to like keep going for it.
So it's so funny. Back to EXO Arcade. There's like they're doing this punishment section and like Becky had the chance to squirt Dio in the face with a squirt gun, but you have to play this game, I guess, where you like do like 1, 2, 3 and you like either do your head to one side or you put the gun to one side. Yeah. And so like every single time Becky like evaded, like he avoided getting sprayed by the squirt gun. So they're like, give a squirt gun to Becky, he can squirt Dio. The first time he just like gets him and he like squirts him real good. And then he's like, after 2 years in the military, I still have Dio in the palm of my hands. And then at the very end, literally the guy's like, do y'all want any closing comments for this whole thing? And Dio's like, it was very good to be here. Thank you for welcoming back. Becky goes, what I've learned today is that after 2 years, I still have Dio in the palm of my hands. Ridiculous.
They're so
funny. It's so funny.
I feel like you made me watch like one of the recent episodes when they were picking teams. And Becky was like, not Dio.
No, everyone says not Becky. No, literally they say.
Well, because Becky cheats.
Literally said, whose team do you want to be on? They go. They say, I want to be on Becky's team because being against Becky
is terrible because he cheats.
Yes.
He always wins. He's like, I bet he's a Slytherin.
And so I'm pretty sure they like.
But they didn't want Dio. They for sure didn't want Dio. No, everyone was like, no.
Then Chani, they're like,
Chani was so mad.
Chani, like, Dio's on your team. He's like, no.
And Kai was like, no.
He's so bad. Anyways, Becky's good at games though, because he does cheat. He thinks real hard, and he like.
But again, with his personality, he just like goes for it. He doesn't care. Yeah. He gives zero.
He gives zero.
And he just goes for it.
Oh man, so funny.
We love a chaotic king.
Yes, I love some of Becky's solo songs.
Yes, Becky has a pretty like successful solo career.
I mean, I think he probably has like the most successful OST career. He's literally.
Oh my gosh, Becky is the OST king.
It's like we're making a K drama. We need Becky.
We need an angsty song to play while they walk through the rain and break up.
We literally need Becky.
Where's Becky on it?
We got a little Do Me Your Service, Becky. We got a little Do You Like Brahms, Becky.
The Do You Like Brahms, Becky song is so solid. And every single meaningful scene in the second half of the show, it's angsty Becky all the way.
I love it.
We live for it.
Candy.
Yep.
Is a bop.
A bop.
It's a bop.
And I like some other songs from the album. I love like Ghost.
Okay.
And Poppin.
I don't know a lot from that album, but his newest album, Bambi,
is good.
Bambi, All I Got. All I Got hits. If you want to know.
Cry for Love is great.
If you want to know how well Becky sings, listen to All I Got right now from the very first note. Yeah. You'll be like, what?
It's like
I can't even begin to replicate it.
I tend towards some of the bops, so not all of Becky's solo songs hit me, but like when you want to appreciate like all his runs and
it's
his vocal quality, listen to his solos.
Also, we just have to mention his high note and dropping.
Oh my gosh. Literally, I live for that high
so,
note.
So, I love iconic. Super it's M literally Becky. Super iconic. M Becky is a good time. And his high note. Who's going to sing that?
No one.
Now that he's on the military?
They can't. Super M's.
Mark.
Oh my gosh.
You need Mark.
This is not about Mark Lee.
It's always.
Mark Lee gets out of. Get out of here.
It's always about Mark okay. Lee.
Okay. Moving on. So Chen is next.
Who? Okay.
Right?
Is Chen actually the real bias wrecker?
I think will he put might it on the record. Be. I don't. It's not even like. Like, he's cute. I think he's pretty attractive, but it's not necessarily like his look that right. bias wrecks me.
His
it's
K
like,
profile picture is really cute.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? He has yeah. like curly hair.
I mean, he's very attractive. But
he's
like,
kind of scrawny, though, it's not so like, he doesn't always stand out.
It's not like Sehyun, where it's like, I get bias wrecked by Sehyun because he just looks so attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Chen, it's like
it's his, Chen's it's, voice.
It's his voice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, it hits mm-hmm, me mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yep. it's funny because I remember this is like before I got into EXO, obviously. Like, I remember, I don't even remember how long ago it was. I think it might have been at the beginning of last year or maybe a little before, but he like got married.
Like, yeah, that's the first thing you told me. I think it was like yeah. one of the first facts I learned about
it. Because it was this huge deal on Twitter because everyone was like, I don't know if this, it might have honestly been the first time, not the first time, but like one of the first times that like an active idol uh-huh. has had to like come out and tell the fans, like, not only am I getting married to someone, but she's also pregnant right now.
Right.
And like, that's the whole reason idols and Korean celebrities try to hide their private lives from people because right. their fans get crazy sometimes,
right?
And I can totally see why. Like, right. I mean, I think One Direction was kind of like this. Like, you all think you have a shot with Harry Styles, so you don't want to hear that Harry Styles is dating Taylor Swift.
I mean, I have a shot with Harry.
I mean, obviously, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's yes. I feel like it's like right. extra like that in the K-pop world,
correct?
So they literally like.
So I hope they all have secret girlfriends because I just hope that they're not lonely in life.
Well, yeah,
but they're not allowed to announce it to anybody.
But this was like it was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
That he
it
released
says here.
This statement.
It says here it was January 13th, 2020.
Okay, he released this statement and was like, you know, I like because she's not a celebrity either, so she, like, I mean, yeah. I think he's like extra probably protecting her identity and stuff.
Yep.
But like,
they had a baby girl.
Yeah, he like wrote this statement and was like, it was really sweet. I think I read the translation, but in the moment I was like, I don't know who this is, but Twitter was trending because most of the fans were like so happy for him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which is really cute, and he's in the military right
I'm
now.
I'm happy
but
for him.
I just love him.
His voice
is it bias wrecks me.
It's yeah, and it's very easy
it's
to pick
out. It's his ad libs.
It's yeah. The amount of times Kim has said Chen's ad libs is like synonymous to like Jimin's vocals.
Yeah,
like it's the same.
Jimin's vocals do bias wreck.
No, yeah, and I understand. No, he hits hard. Like
in several songs, like Love Shot, he takes over at the end.
Monster,
he takes mm-hmm, over at the mm-hmm, end. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lotto. Hello,
Kim
Chen Lotto.
Loves,
like,
okay, we do have to mention there's one performance of Lotto. They're all wearing like bubblegum pink shirts, looking ridiculous. Chen's in the back wearing sunglasses. We do not know why he's allowed to wear sunglasses.
He pulled them off so well, though. He looked
he was
great.
Killing it.
And then he's just like busting out those ad libs in the back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The like.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember
I refuse to sing.
Please sing it.
No,
again.
I refuse.
But I mean, I don't remember.
It's iconic.
How exactly the ad lib goes in. But isn't in Monster? He's the one that's like, you make me so crazy.
I think so.
You do.
Yeah.
And then Chandy's like,
yeah.
That's the part that gets me.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Is Monster the one where they're wearing those like red velvet suits?
I always just watch the dance practice.
Okay.
So I don't know what they do for live performances.
I feel like there's one where they're like wearing red velvet and like leather pants.
Oh.
You have to know what I'm talking about because Dio wears leather pants.
I do remember him wearing leather pants at some
point. I'm pretty sure this is Monster, but it's whatever.
Yeah, Chen's pretty dope.
Yeah, we love Chen.
Chen also whips out some real good OSTs.
Yeah, he has some good OSTs too.
Hello, great OST. He also does, I don't know if it's an OST, it's just a single actually. He does an OST and Do You Like Brahms?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
We miss you, Chen. Come back.
All right, next we have Kim's bio.
Oh, my gosh.
So, who is next, Kimmy?
Chanyeol. A.K.A. I call him Chani.
A.K.A. the lead actor in EXO Next Door.
And So I Married the Antifan, the original.
Girl, ain't that the truth.
The main rapper of EXO. Thank you very much.
And the one who can pull off shorts the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I right?
Boy looks great
the one who
in
can
shorts.
Pull off tucking sweats into the socks the best. Oh my also, gosh. Bucket hats. Also, he's the tallest and the most athletic looking. Am I right with all of that? Did I nail it? He also basically has the lowest rapping voice.
Is this my type?
He's
it's
your type.
For sure to my type.
You know,
type.
At first
it's like
I was confused tall? Why Chani was your favorite. Then I'm like, nope, everything makes a lot of sense to me. Everything like, makes
fairly
sense.
Fairly tall, fairly athletic.
Beefy.
Looks great in athleisure. Tucks his sweats into socks.
6'1".
Wears, like, hats. Has a low voice.
I didn't know he was a visual.
How can he not be?
I don't think his face is that pretty. Just saying.
Well, you're lost because his
like
face
Suho,
is perfect.
Suho's a visual.
No, Chani.
Dio is actually, the visual of the world.
I'm not even going to lie. I googled Chani bareface today because I just like wanted to look at.
You know you're a fan of Korean culture when?
But like, sorry. Like, he's so cute.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, yeah. I like him better bareface. I don't like when they put all the makeup on them.
Like, look at him. Yeah. And he's great hair. I will say his hair always
he does.
Looks stellar.
I will say literally everything except for his face,
oh my
I love.
Gosh. No. He has the cutest dimple, too.
He does have cute eyes. I'll give him the eyes. The eyes are cute.
He just slays me. That's fine.
I know. I think he's the best rapper of EXO.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the deep voice. The way he delivers.
He
also
it.
Sings well.
Yes.
He does a lot of singing.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah. We'll talk about
it's
that when
good.
We get to the new
they
album
They call him
review.
A sub-vocalist. That's true. He's a sub-vocalist. Let's see. What else about Chani?
Oh, I was going to say we can move on.
Oh, we're ready to move on.
Well, I mean, a lot of the things I want to talk about him, like, have to do with, like, favorite songs. So
I would
like,
be happy to move on.
We're going to cut you off in like five. I'm starting a timer right now. Hey Siri, no. Start a timer for 5 minutes.
I made a list of all the reasons why Dio
counting
is my
down.
Favorite.
Counting down,
no,
Madison. You're on the
Kim.
Clock.
Kim!
I covered my favorite
Kim.
In like 2 minutes.
Stop it. So everyone listen to me real quick.
Maddie's like, if you're an ex-soul, can you please tell me how ridiculous it is that she literally just said, Chani is great except his face, and now she's going to launch into a tirade about how perfect Dio's face is. They honestly kind of have similar faces.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
the,
I
like,
need to say this.
The like,
say this.
Round face
I need
with,
to say
like,
this.
The cheeks and stuff.
Dio's face.
Is the most perfect face on this whole planet.
Girl, you said it. Girl, you just said it.
I don't believe
couldn't
that.
Have
I'm
said
making
it better.
Fun of you when you, I say that.
I don't know what it is.
Is he like squishy and hot right now?
He's
in this
both.
Exact moment?
He's
both.
Both.
He's literally both.
He's literally
Kim.
Always both.
No.
Okay. So it kind of started. It just started with. It
started with the headband and the man bun.
So it's kind of this joke. It's a joke. Really, it is. Well,
what?
It's not a joke. It's not. He is my favorite.
Yeah, it is.
But it started with 100 He's My Prince and me loving that show so much without even knowing this guy is in a group, right? So then it was like, oh, okay, well, turns out he's in a group. That's fun. Okay, well, when I get into EXO, he's the one I always focus on because he's like, I know who he is. I don't know who the other people are. And then it kind of becomes a running joke that Dio is my favorite. Now he is my favorite, but keeps staring at me.
I'm just waiting for the punchline here. What's the joke? You've said nothing but truth so far. You're like, it's kind of a joke. It's not a joke.
The amount that I ham it up is a joke.
Is it though? Literally in the group chat, you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, that's not a joke, Madison.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a joke. I'm going to own it to its entirety. I made a list as to why Dio is my favorite.
Gosh.
So first of all, whenever he sings little songs, he holds his hands up like a little groundhog.
Little songs? You mean lines?
Yeah.
Lines in the song?
He holds his hands together and it's really cute. Number two, whenever you watch a dance practice video, they clearly don't want you to look at him because he's always a little bit behind. And if you look at him, you will know he's always a little bit behind. There's one, I'm trying to remember what dance practice it is, but literally they just like put him behind Sehun and
well,
you
always,
can't even
like,
see
I
him.
I feel like Chani and Sehun or Kai, they're all very tall.
Yes.
And Kai's
so they,
always in the middle and they always stick him like
they
right in that A-hole.
They purposely position.
Like the 8-hole right in the back
Dio
where you don't have to see
behind
him.
Behind the tall
unless
people.
Unless he's singing.
Because he doesn't like dancing and he can't keep up.
Has he said he doesn't like dancing?
I mean, I've seen him. He makes jokes about how he doesn't like dancing. So I don't know. It might be
I feel bad because I don't want him to feel like insecure about it because he does well.
Oh, he does really good.
Their dances are very intricate. But he definitely is like a little noticeably a tad behind everyone.
But like their dances are really, really, really hard. So it makes sense. He has,
and you know what? He has a voice of like an angel.
I was gonna say he has a sultry singing voice. That's what I wrote.
And yet he's so squishy.
He's literally so squishy.
It doesn't make you cannot say sultry and squishy in the same sentence, Madison. Kim.
Sultry is what you hear. Squishy is what you see. Huh? Yes. So that's
but at the same time hot. So like what is it?
He is hot. I don't know. His acting is phenomenal.
It's good.
He's a good actor.
I definitely his lines in 100 is my prince.
Dude, he delivers those lines
so swoony. Every day with you is a miracle.
Yeah, something like that. I loved you when you were 20. When you asked me, I didn't know you.
When you asked me if I would choose wind, rain or flower petals?
Oh,
the answer is you.
The answer will always be you.
So sweet.
Okay. Also, I said he always looks confused.
He does. I think all that's his resting the time. Face. Oh, time's up.
Oh no, he always looks confused.
That makes me think about. Like, remember, and She's the Man, where it's like. One, it's not a stupid soccer issue. And oh, look at that. Time's up.
Oh, look at the time's up.
Yes. Didn't think we would sneak that into this
gotta
one,
always
you?
Sneak She's the Man.
Okay. Keep going.
And so he's always looks like confused, and he doesn't do anything significant in any interviews or any variety shows. He just sits there, and yet I'm enthralled. Why is that, Kim?
Well, I think the other members are enthralled, too. Because they love picking on him.
Is everyone's enthralled.
Like, he does nothing, and they're just like, let's pick on him.
He does truly, literally nothing. And they're enthralled. What is it? I don't know.
I think they all love him a lot. I mean, I think he's kind of... I feel like he's probably, like, behind the scenes, maybe one of the more attentive, caring members. Like, I bet he holds a lot together, yes. Like, in, like... Because he does seem like... Not that... He's overly sensitive, but I feel like he's probably in tune with like how everyone's feeling.
He maybe seems like he'd be so like that, yeah. Than more than others. Like Becky, like yeah, Becky's not paying attention.
Not that Becky doesn't care about people. No, but Becky's just, like me. Being so chaotic.
I do not notice people's emotions very easily or very well. Like I'm not gifted with that. I don't think Becky's gifted with that. Dio seems like a little more like he would be able to.
Yeah, and so I feel like, Every group kind of needs some chiller people who are content to literally just sit there because we can't all be Becky.
Correct. He also seems like he's a good sport about it because they make fun of him all the time and he just kind of smiles.
There's like, this like okay. One quote. Oh my gosh, I have to look this up.
There's so many Dio quotes that I just literally die for.
There's like this one quote, the trauma quote. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
There, I think because isn't there a song called Trauma? Isn't that what they're, because they were like,
oh my gosh.
Tell us about trauma. And Dio's like, my trauma?
I need
literally so many.
Oh my gosh.
I think one of my favorite quotes of his is they're like on a show and they're like, Dio, dance to Coco Bop. And he goes, I only dance to Coco Bop once a day. That's it. I think he's being real about that.
Oh my gosh.
Also, in XO Arcade, they're like, let's talk about all of everyone's favorite drinks. And they're like, Channy, what's your favorite drink? He's like, my favorite drink is soju. Kai, what's your favorite drink? My favorite drink is a latte. Dio, what's your favorite drink? Water. He goes, water. And they're like, what? He's like, what? I don't understand. I just like water. So funny.
It's like nothing.
I think he's been real.
You don't treat yourself to a coffee every once in a while?
I don't think he does.
An Americano, anyone?
I don't think he does.
No, I don't think he does either. No. He's on the straight and narrow, everyone.
Yeah.
I found it. I think, do they have a song called
Trauma?
They
have a song called Trauma.
It was, someone asked, how would you express trauma? And he says, like my own trauma.
My trauma.
And then he like has that face on where he's just like,
but like,
do you know what face?
Yes, 100%.
Am I answering this correctly?
Like, I think he knows that he said something wrong.
Well, I mean, what if like inside he actually every single time he says something he knows what a joke it is, but he like does he have the best poker face of all time, or is he actually
so I actually
dead serious?
It's a bit of a theory here. Part of me thinks he tries to be funny,
yeah,
but he's such like a good actor that people think he's not trying.
Like, I mean, that would be the world's greatest con.
I think he might.
If we were all conned into being like, oh, Dio's kind of boring and he just sits there and inside he's like, ha ha ha, suckers.
Like, he literally, because he is maybe one of the funniest members.
And yeah, but without trying to be, unless he is trying. It looks like he's not trying.
But part of me thinks he's trying and he knows it's going to be funny.
Maybe.
It's hard to say.
I feel like I'm a little like that. Sometimes right. I'll say something and be like. Right. I always just say that, but in correct. My head I'm like, no, I knew exactly what I was trying to say.
But like, if I did that, people would be like, Maddie, you're literally trying way too hard. Stop.
Well, that's also because your personality is like you can't be Becky and try that because everyone knows that you just want attention.
Correct.
So it's like people like me and Dio, where we're just like, no, we don't want anyone looking at us. Please right. do not sing me happy birthday with a like,
right.
a disco ball. Like, that is my worst nightmare.
Correct.
You can pull off the like, oh, like I didn't, right. but you know.
Correct. So it's hard to say. I do think he's pretty awkward, though. There's definitely some clips of, like, 100 Days My Prince where they, like, finish a kiss scene, and then he just kind of gives her a high five.
He's so adorable.
Kind of pats her on the back.
He's literally so like, cute.
Well done.
He's like a grandpa at heart.
Yeah, so funny.
He really is.
So funny.
Also, back to Channy. We didn't ever talk about this with him. It made me, what we were just talking about made me think about it, how I'm kind of like him, where like in that EXO arcade video you made me watch, where he's
yes.
like doing somersalts.
So and literally, he does cartwheels sure and people cartwheels. Like hype him up. Yes. And
I feel like he probably did it the first time, but then he kept doing it because every yes. time he did it, they all thought it was so funny.
And so by and the end, he's literally like grabbing like stepping stools yeah. and like doing a cartwheel on
and
it.
And he like lays on the ground and is like, I'm so tired. Yes. I mean, I'm sure that's a lot of work, but he's also hamming it
doing
up.
Doing it for attention.
And I feel like I'm kind of like that. Yes. Like, I'll say something and like feel it out, but if people start laughing at me, I'll give them right. more.
Which is why I ham up my love for Dio, because it's funny.
You're not hamming it up though, Madison. Like, you can't say that because you were like, oh, it's kind of funny how I literally think he's so attractive and sometimes I talk about how beautiful his face is. You're like, I'm like, that's not funny. Like, you're dead serious when you say all those things. So that's like me being like, it's so funny how sometimes I'm just like, is Kim So-jin the most attractive person ever? But like, no, I do think okay, that. Wait. Whenever I say that, I literally
wait,
think
stop.
That.
Wait, Dio is my Jin. Can we come to that conclusion?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that I don't play it off like I'm joking. I'm
no,
dead
but,
serious.
But it is a joke the amount of times you say, is Jin the most attractive man
Yeah, but
ever.
In the moment when I'm saying it, I'm not like
that's what
trying
I mean.
To add to
I
it.
Mean the same thing.
Well, yeah, so it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Yeah. In conclusion, Madison is not joking.
So my final point is that
oh
Dio
gosh,
has this
like
ability.
10 minutes in, baby.
He has this weird ability, and I don't think we've discussed this before, but he can be hot and squishy all at the same time.
Okay, we're done. On to Kai. I refuse to have this conversation with you.
Okay, thank you for letting me gush.
Kai is next. I actually didn't realize Kai was this
is
young.
Is he the young?
No, Sehan is.
Oh, I knew that.
But
I'm like, he's
I guess
because
in Super M, he's like one of the oldest.
Dang, there's so many members of EXO.
So Kai's for Kai. Sure the main dancer.
Kai dances real good.
Yeah. I think his background's like in ballet and like contemporary dance or something. He definitely has danced for like a bazillion years.
I will say at first, we discussed this on Super M, I think. He didn't seem very approachable. Like, I would never want to meet him in person.
Well, I feel like
just the way he performs is
I feel
very
like he has a very
showy.
Strong like stage presence.
Well, and you watch
like,
him in Love Shot,
he's just
and
like
you're
biting
like,
his lip and body rolling.
Like
he's
in
like,
Love
I
Shot,
know exactly what I'm doing
you,
right now.
You know, there's that one performance of Love Shot where like they let him dance. By
oh,
himself
he does the intro and he
for
has like a
few
gun
seconds.
Strapped to his chest.
He's literally thriving so hard.
Is that the one where he's like
yes,
a gun? And it's like you can see the abs and he's like kind of wearing like a wrap blazer.
Yes, he never buttons up his blazer or has anything under it. Or sometimes he just
there's
forgoes
shot,
the blazer
entirely.
Isn't there
entirely? A Love Shot one where he's wearing just a red blazer with nothing under it?
Yes, that's like the music video. It's like the red blazer.
Oh my gosh.
Like deep,
it literally kills
deep
me.
Deep, deep V.
I wonder if it's him that loves it or if the company's
well,
like,
see, because,
hey, Kai, you're going to wear
this.
Because
I will say like in interviews and stuff, he seems pretty chill. Like he seems real fun.
No, in Super M interviews, he like doesn't really say that much. And like he kind of just rolls his eyes at Becky.
Like part of me wonders if they're like, you have to do up the soldiery stuff because you're good at
but,
it.
But I mean, when he's doing it, he doesn't seem to mind it.
No, I'm pretty sure he winks a lot. Like when
he winks like, all
in,
the time.
In Love Shot. Like they do the first gun thing, wink. They do the little gun behind the back, wink.
He also,
they do
like,
a little gun on
the
side,
the
wink.
Of like running his thumb down
yes!
his lips. It's like, what the F are you doing?
Like what is that? I don't know. Is that like a
it's I mean I literally wrote boy loves to make everything as sexual as possible.
He does.
So I also didn't realize how tall he was.
5'11"?
Yeah. No, which you say that all the time. You're like, it's amazing that he's such a good dancer. The first time he's so tall.
I remember I was learning about Super M. You're like, this is Kat. He's the main dancer. I go, what? He's so tall. There's no way. And you're like, yeah. And then you were like, I don't understand. I was like, no, he's a tall guy to be a main dancer. But I see it because he's a really good dancer. I'm just kind of shocked. It's hard for tall people usually to move.
See, I didn't get that.
To move the way he does.
I wasn't thinking about that because I don't have a background in dance. So I don't.
Well, I don't have a background in dance either. I just know.
But you were a cheerleader, so it's probably hard to like fly through the air when you're tall. Yeah, I
think it's just kind of a normal thing. If you're really tall, it's kind of hard to be a good dancer.
Yeah, I just didn't know that.
Because you just have a lot more
in my world, it's like basketball. You want to be as tall as possible.
Oh, fair enough. So, yeah.
Kai. Also, he like... I've watched a few videos where he like watches his niece and nephew, like he has an older sister, I think. And they're like 5 and 6 or something. And I mean, it's so cute. It's like, it's really sweet to see like little kids who like, it's just their Uncle Kai. Like they don't care that he's like the main dancer of Super M. He's like, let's watch some videos. And they're like, nope, boring.
like him. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's really cute. And, like,
makes you wonder how much these celebs watch their own videos.
Yeah.
It just makes you wonder if they like cringe about it or.
Well, I feel like some people probably watch them not because they're like basking in the glory, but they want to see what they look like from stage.
But
like I could see Jungkook doing that where he's like, I have to be better.
But I also hope sometimes they watch them just to bask in the glory a little bit, to be like, that was really good.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I listen to our episodes and I'm like, that was really good.
Yeah.
Like it's good to like create something and be like, well done.
Yeah, but
I'm
also
sure
they're being so showy. Like I wonder if he watches that and is like, oh, gosh. No, I wonder what I was thinking.
I hope Kai cringes a little bit. Like how could you not?
Like I mean, I don't doubt that he like loves it in the moment, but I feel like when you're a performer, it's almost like you have this different persona when you're on stage and it kind of just takes over.
Yeah.
And then you're done and you're like, what did I just
what
do?
Have I,
did
what
I
have
really
done?
Just like run my thumb
what?
Down my
what if
my
like,
lips?
What did Jungkook think after my time? You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
He goes off stage. What's going
no,
through
honestly,
his
Jungkook
brain?
Was probably like, I crushed that. And everyone else was like, what a joke. I hope they all
but
roasted
also,
him.
But also, well
that.
Done.
I hope they all roasted him, though.
Yeah, it does make, yeah, it makes me wonder.
So, but I feel like that made me like Kai more, seeing that other side to him.
No, Kai seems cool. He seems cool.
It does feel like we don't see not as much of his personality, but sometimes he's just really reserved.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to feel out like other than his like really showy stage performance.
Yeah, it's
like what is he like? So when like seeing
him, he doesn't
just,
seem
like,
to have a very strong personality. It's
so
just kind of there.
But he was like being super fun with his like niece and nephew. So it's like that's part of it.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah. He seems like he laughs real easy. Like he goes along with all the jokes.
He loves a good beanie.
A good what?
A beanie.
Oh yeah.
Boy loves a beanie.
And I will say he owns it on the dance floor.
He body
stick
rolls
him in the front.
He body rolls with the best of them.
He's good.
Yeah.
And he goes hard all the time.
Yeah.
Like even if he's in the back, he's just doing his very, very best.
There's no.
He's kind of like Jimin in that.
Yeah.
Like I'm always gonna go hard.
There's
always.
No like. No lines off, no nothing off.
Well, see,
like,
I actually
kind of
feel that
move.
Way. Like if I go to like an hour long cardio dance class, I get tired by the end because I go hard the whole time.
Yeah.
Like if I play Just Dance on the Wii, I'm sweating and people are just like, move your arms. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I got to go all in.
And I feel like it might be tempting to like kind of reserve your energy when you're in the back because he is in the front a lot. So you want to look extra good when you're in the front.
I don't think he can do it.
No.
Nope.
And I think that's great because you don't want to be like, okay, not to add in another basketball reference, but I'm totally going to add in another basketball reference. So Rajon Rondo was the Celtics point guard when we won the championship in 2008.
Wow.
One of my favorite Celtics of all time. It kind of went downhill and we traded him, but it's fine.
Okay.
But during like, so he was the point guard. I think we drafted him in 2007, but like we won the championship in 2008. And from 2008 to like 2012, it was like Rondo's team. Like he was an up and coming player. So he wasn't supposed to be like the best player on the team. We had these three all-stars, but he quickly like established himself as like one of the best players because the all-stars were kind of aging out a little. But one of the big frustrations with him as like fans and as like the team and stuff was that he would mail in performances. So like
he would what?
Like mail it in. Like he would show up to a game and just not even try.
Oh, that's what that's called?
Yeah. Like you're just mailing it in. Like, so I mean, there was this huge joke that there's like national television Rondo and like regular.
Oh.
Like, so games that were broadcast on like TNT and ABC, he always showed up and got these triple doubles and had like 18 assists. But then the like Tuesday night game versus the team that sucks, he would like play terribly and like act like he didn't care it was like he was saving it for like the big moments. And it's like the great players are the ones who every single, like Michael Jordan is like this. It doesn't matter who you're playing, what time of night, what day of the week, every single game they play like it's going to be their last one. And MJ has this quote where he's like, you know, for like me, it's like game 62 of the regular season. But for this, like for certain fans out there, it's their first time ever seeing me. And I don't want, like, I want to give them a performance that they like showed up to see. And so that kind of,
Kai's like that.
It makes me appreciate him.
You know, he's going to be on every time you see him.
Like anytime you go to see him in concert, like even if he's like in the back, he's going to be crushing
He'll go hard no matter what. Kim, that was a really nice, that was good.
Thanks.
I learned something about Rajon Rondo today.
Rondo.
Okay.
Number nine.
Number nine, baby. Good times. Okay. Anything else about Kai?
No.
His real name's not Kai, in case you were wondering. Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
There you go.
On to the
Mac name. The Mac name. Wow, we have made it.
Sehun.
Okay, can we make sure? Is it Sehun or Sehun or Sehun?
I actually don't know.
I don't know either. It's just spelled, I always say Sehun, but I don't know if I'm right.
But it's hard because sometimes they spell their stage names, like they don't spell it like it would be pronounced in Korean, if that makes sense.
Really?
Well, do you know what I mean?
No. Okay. Give me an example.
I can't.
I don't know. I'm going to call him Sehun because I think that's how you say it, but I don't care.
I think it's Sehun.
Sehun?
Yeah. Like, is that what you just say?
I said Sehun. Like, I don't add a Y to it.
Sehun.
But I don't know.
I actually don't know.
Sehun, if you're listening, can you let us know?
Yeah, come on the pod and laugh with us. Brother.
So I think Sehun's shining moment of his entire life was his performance on EXO Next Door.
Which, listen to part two of the series.
We just need to say that real quick. He nailed the role. Yeah. He was the...
He saw the assignment and he did the extra credit that was necessary.
He sure did.
Above and beyond. He sure
did. If y'all don't know what EXO Next Door is, they did like a mini web series. We did a whole episode on it. Please listen. Sehun was the shining star.
I mean, truly.
In his subplot.
They were like, here's your three lines, but...
He was like,
I see your three lines and I'm going to crush them. Turn in the performance of a lifetime.
They were like, Channy, you're the main guy. Dio, you're the guy that gets heartbroken. Becky, you're the guy that pumps him up. Saying, you're going to be in the corner and you're going to be talking to the random brother.
Two scenes are going to be in the tent where you drink coffee.
Suddenly, we're here for this. We're like, give us a Sehun
scene. The slow-mo run at the end where he's like,
brother.
It's like, I lived for that. More so than like,
there's a gif.
Are they going to kiss? I don't know.
There's a gif of him being like, brother. I think it's one of my favorite gifs out there. Wow. Okay, so he's the Maknae. Mm-hmm.
He kind of does a bit of everything too, I feel like.
He literally does everything.
He's a very good dancer.
Lead dancer, lead rapper, visual Maknae.
Yeah. And his vocals aren't bad either.
No, he does a little bit of everything. Yeah. I will say he has one of my favorite moments in Growl. They're like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
I love it. And I'm like, every time we listen to it or watch it, you're like, oh, that
honestly,
moment.
Honestly, Growl gives me everything I need in life. I think we'll maybe get into this with our favorite songs, but he kills it on that one.
Yeah.
His voice is very distinct. Yeah. I always know it's him.
I always can tell him.
Yeah, it's always.
Yeah.
It's very similar to his talking voice.
Yeah.
Which is usually true, but not always true of singers and stuff.
He also kind of has a duality where on stage it's like very fierce, but then off stage he's like a little adorable.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, yeah.
Baby. Because like, I mean, he is the Maknae, but like he's just so like innocent and sweet. And then like on stage you're like, whoa, what are you doing to me right now?
And like in pictures and sometimes like in interviews, I'm like, he's not the most attractive sometimes. And then he'll like perform or do something and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Please see Eve Dance Practice.
For reference, see the entirety of the
Dance
Practice. I mean, I'm assuming
we'll just link some of these probably.
We'll probably link the Eve Dance Practice about four times, just to make sure you don't miss it. I think that when Sehun puts on a baseball hat, it gives him extra power.
Sure. Not that he needs it, but.
No, but it does, though, Kim. Yeah. You know that. Yeah. And yeah. He seems like a pretty typical Maknae.
Yeah.
He kind of seems babied a little
bit. Yeah, for sure.
Which, of course, because I feel like they point out that they're Maknae literally all the time.
It is funny, though, that he's, like, so much taller than all of them.
That's true.
Like,
and at this point, he's not that young. He's born in 94.
He's 96, or 26, yeah.
So, it's kind of funny, because usually the Maknaes of groups are, like, younger than us. I feel like is typically true. The groups that we're into.
Usually, well, yeah, but that's because we like got into K-pop. That's true. And all the groups that have come out are like,
that's true, because our age or younger. Isn't it safe to say like EXO's one of the, not, they're not the oldest K-pop group at all, for sure not, but they're
like the current,
getting to be a very established, they're like one of the oldest in the current wave.
Yeah.
That are still coming out with music. I would say them
and SHINee.
Yeah, like they're, and SHINee, still,
like Taemin's the maknae, and he's
yeah,
like,
how old is he?
He's like 28.
Okay. It's just kind of weird for me that the maknae's older.
Like, he just enlisted. Taemin's in the military.
Oh, okay. Supreme's falling apart, man. Mark.
You know who should be the main vocalist?
Dio. Oh, hey, Dio should be the main vocalist. Dio wouldn't make it in Supreme. Do you think Dio could do jopping?
No.
No! He could probably hit Becky's high note, though.
Maybe.
Dio, if you're listening.
Can anyone hit that but Becky?
No.
It will never be the same if they try to replace that.
I think Mark could just do something in that.
Not the high note. He has enough with the...
Oh, you think a big boy? Yeah. He could just do a little big boy thing, a little riff.
Okay.
So those are all the members.
Okay. Should we talk about some of our fave songs?
Yes, please.
And fave moments. Fave AKA moments. AKA my list of things that live in my head rent free, baby.
Kim, can you please let us know what lives in your head rent free?
Well, should I do that right now?
Oh, we're doing songs first. Let's do songs.
Okay.
So obviously, Love Shot.
Yes.
Now.
I mean,
should I try
anytime,
to sing every song?
Anytime. Now. Please do.
Okay, thank you. I will.
That's not singing. That's like humming.
I don't know the words. It's in you Korean. Can say,
it's the love shot.
It's the love shot. Na,
there you
na,
go.
Na, 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 na. In the part where Becky does the little guns downwards.
Yeah, you love that. I do love that. What was I going to say? Oh, that's one of the songs that like anytime I'm in my car listening to it, I'm just immediately start like doing the choreo a little bit.
Oh, well, every time.
Like the handout.
You can't not do it.
Same with the Eve. It's
when it like they like flick up the gun and they're yeah, like rolling it down the body.
Same with the Eve. Immediately, oh, yeah, just pop those hands up.
Situation.
So I think I mentioned this earlier, but the Eve, Love Shot, and Monster, that was like my main three as soon as I got into them. Like I listened to those all a lot. I mean, the Eve's solid and Monster's great too. Both in Monster
she
and Love Shot.
Me. Go and crazy, yo yo, yeah. That's all I got.
Both in the Eve or in Monster and Love Shot, there's some stellar like, Chani, saying rap moments.
I think Monster has the greatest Chani moment.
Well, yeah, you just but him and Sehun like kind of go back and forth.
Yeah,
there.
It's pretty dope. That's real good.
So
I am a humongo fan of Growl. I don't know what it is. I think Dio gets a lot of lines in that song, but it's catchy.
So dangerous.
So dangerous. And Zayn's like, ba-da-ba-da.
Oh my gosh. I will say it's not one of my favorites, but it does hit harmony listening.
I love it. No, it's in the second, verse when Dio's like, oh, da da da
yeah,
da,
he is great.
Da 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 da. And I'm like, oh my god.
Maddie just fell in love.
What else you got?
A personal fave of mine that you don't really love, it's probably My Growl, is Lotto. I love
you do
Lotto.
You love Lotto.
I
ooh,
mean,
what about Electric Kiss?
Oh, well, yeah, but like Lotto was my
oh, you're still
like,
talking about Lotto. Okay.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, I'm kind of going in order of like the songs that drew me in from the beginning. So after like those main three, like Lotto was my next favorite. And Electric Kiss is like the most recent one.
Electric Kiss is one of the most bopping songs ever in a
while. Suho's vocals on that, stellar.
Stellar. Electric Kiss is so good.
The dance practice, Chani's outfit, stellar.
Right.
Schumann's outfit, stellar.
So good. Schumann's greatest moment.
I mean, I literally love that dance practice.
Right. Okay, how about I Like Thunder? One of our Discord friends recommended Thunder to me, and I listened to that a lot.
I've listened to it, yeah, a few times.
It's good. I think so.
I mean, all those songs are solid.
Tempo.
Yeah,
Tempo's
one
of my favorite songs. I listen to that one a lot.
I love Coco Bop.
Coco Bop. What about
Chen does the chorus where it's like,
down, da da baby.
Yeah, and he does it like,
baby, baby, da 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 da.
Yeah,
yeah, Yeah, he does the down.
But his voice is just like so, like, I don't know. It's like a drawl almost where he's like, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Also, again.
Yes.
The Eve Live. If you haven't heard the Eve Live, you must listen.
So I have to do a little shout out to XOSC. Do you ever listen to that subunit?
Isn't it just
It's Sehun and Chani. Do you ever listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
So it actually took me, I'm very ashamed of this, it took me a while to realize XOSC stood for XO Sehun Chanyeol. I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for.
Right? Doesn't stand for South Carolina.
No.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And I realized I can just go to XOSC, hit shuffle, and I just love their songs.
That's great.
My favorite is probably Nothing. I don't worry about nothing. Nothing. Oh, it has like a Post Malone feel. What did you just
I just like hit my microphone.
Kind of has like a Post Malone feel for Korean
I could see music. That. Yeah.
It's good. And then we have songs we like from the new album, but we're going to cover.
Yeah.
We minute. Can't say what our favorites are because we're going to guess what each other's favorites are. And then there's a lot of songs from members of EXO that they do on other stuff. A lot. But we already mentioned a lot of those.
Yeah.
Becky's, Chen's. We got to mention That's Okay by Dio. Song hits in like a good way, like a slow. It's like a slow song.
It's right in your feels, man.
It gets me.
Does it live in your head rent free?
Always. Literally, yes. Okay. What else, Gimme?
I mean, I don't really have anything else except for the things that live in my head rent-free.
Please mention them.
Okay, number one. Are you ready?
I'm going to put you on a timer. Hey, Siri.
It's going to literally take
2 seconds.
Can I
give you a timer?
It's going to take 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm just messing with you. Oh my gosh, Siri, listen to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, go.
So, number one. The Eve Live, Suho's high notes, and also
in the glass shattering
right before the chorus, the glass shatters.
Yes.
And it's literally like chef's kiss perfection. It's like, what can we do to make the Eve better? A glass shattering effect.
Is the Eve like the most perfect song ever?
I think it might be.
I think it might be. Continue.
In Lotto, the cha-ching. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Also, yes. Chen's ad-libs in that song. Kills me. And then number three was just Chen's ad libs in all songs.
Okay.
The body rolls in Love Shot.
Yes.
Again, like it's like second nature. Like it's like I don't even realize I'm doing it, but like sometimes I'll be walking right. listening to Love Shot and I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing. Like they're probably like, what is that girl doing?
Right.
Like my hands yes. just start moving down my body.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
In Monster, there's that part where Chani like jumps over them and then
yes.
him and Sehun are like going back and forth
yes.
and they're kind of pointing at the cameras like
correct.
This. You know what I'm talking
I know
about?
Exactly.
It's just like so aggressive
exactly
and so perfect. And it's like,
yes.
is there a better thing
no.
that exists in
I
my
don't,
whole life?
I don't think so. No.
Similarly, in Love Shot, there's this moment where Sehun is rapping and Becky is harmonizing with him.
Yes.
Which mm-hmm. also.
Yep. They like walk down the middle
yes.
together.
Equally
yes.
kills me.
Correct. Yes.
And then. Chani's dance practice outfits.
Wow. Those are all really good moments.
But mainly just the glass shatter and the Lotto cha-ching.
Okay.
Like, I just, like, I know exactly where they fall and I just
right.
get so excited.
Right. To add to that list, in Call Me Baby, when Dio's like, baby girl!
Well, this is my list.
Well, I'm just adding to the list for a minute.
Well, it's my list. So
well, this
that's
is,
not on my
I
list.
I just added to Maddie's list.
So it's the only thing on Maddie's list is
baby girl. No, there's several. There's that. Sehun's parting growl.
We've already talked about this.
Chen's, you make me so crazy. No, you do. Boom, boom, boom.
He's so great.
That whole part. Suho's face.
Yeah. Oh, how did I not put Suho's face on it?
I'm just going to say specifically Dio's hair. I'm going to say Chen with the sunglasses and Lotto. I'm going to say Kai's full red blazer.
Even Dio's hair when he like bowl
well sometimes
cuts
he
it.
Like shaves it.
Yeah. I was gonna say he doesn't always
but sometimes
like, there's one Eve video that
really,
we
really
there are a few
good.
Videos that we skip because his hair isn't that great and you're like, no, we have to watch one where his hair is gone.
Yeah, I just need you to maybe be on my side for a minute, Kim. there's also an amazing glass shattering moment in Thunder, just letting you know. It's there.
Okay.
And it exists. And we haven't talked about the new album yet. But in pair, I mean,
you cannot talk
in
about
Runaway.
Anything.
In Runaway, Dio has a run at the end. It's really
this
good.
Is, okay, no, that doesn't. You have.
It's really good.
No, you can't say things like that on this podcast. We literally are having a separate podcast for.
I'm sorry.
The new album.
I'm sorry. So okay, cool. There it is.
There it is.
Wow,
that was a lot.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast episode.
If you can't tell, we love EXO. We think you should all get into them. Most yes. likely you already are because you're not dumb like us and didn't take years to get right. on the train.
Maybe, but maybe
I would hope.
I mean, we hope so. It's kind of like I feel like if we lived in Korea, it'd be impossible to not know who EXO is.
Oh, I mean,
it's like
yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Well, not really.
No, but like in America, it's like even if you don't listen to so and so, you know who they are.
Oh. Well, then it's like you I'm say like Drake or something like don't compare them to.
No, it's like I'm pretty sure if we lived in Korea, we could not have possibly not known who EXO was for this long.
Yeah.
Like we would know.
I know. I'm just thinking like there are a lot of artists like that in America. So I don't know why you picked Taylor Swift.
I don't know. She's just a really well-known artist.
Well, I know she's a queen. It just made me laugh.
Okay.
Like
I'm going to choose a different
attractive
artist.
Korean men and Taylor Swift.
I'd rather watch EXO. I do love Taylor Swift, though. Why don't not? Come at me. Wait, I'm going to use a different example.
I have no clue what you're doing right now.
I don't know
now.
What you want from me.
No, I just thought it was funny that you didn't at least even choose like
the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, like there. I feel like see, One Direction. Like I just feel like
One
there
Direction
are other people
is a better
gone with.
Oh, how about NSYNC?
The Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys.
I was just confused. I wasn't looking for anything else. I just was trying to express my confusion.
Sometimes you look at me and I don't know what you want from me. All right, thank you for tuning in.
On that note, we're done.
Thank you.
Why are we thanking them?
Baby girl!